Yeah, God, my headphones weren't working there. I'm just, I'm pulling me wire here like there's no tomorrow. Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to Monday.
So do you want some more gossip for the wedding?
Do I want, first of all, we had issues with shoes last week.
Oh, lads, the shoes.
The black and tan shoes. You were dyeing shoes, which is the most mental thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Where you were trying to change the colour of your shoes rather than buy a new pair.
As
Vic said herself, the English are so tight they would peel an orange in their pocket. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not. Did I really say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the saying. That is the saying. No, lads, the shoes, it all went pear shaped.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I told you I had a black and tan.
You had pear shaped shoes.
Now I've got a brown and tan.
Brown and tan.
Yeah,
okay.
Because the black dye just soaked in and just turned it a chocolate brown instead of a black.
Come out cheap brown and tans.
So then I ordered some more dye online and asked for it to be delivered.
To the wedding?
No, not to the wedding.
That would be amazing.
To my house the day before.
Okay.
And it turned up on Saturday, the day of the wedding.
Okay.
So I just had to wear some different shoes.
So we had all this...
I wasn't happy with the shoes I wore.
We had all this drama over a pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, literally 5 days of stress when you could have just went... I'll just wear those.
Yeah, but I'm a woman, Casey. We don't do things the easy way.
No,
round.
No. You're mental. You know, when it comes to clothes and shoes, why is everything so complicated?
It just is.
Lads will wear the same pair of brown shoes to everything.
I know, it's so true. Yeah.
And not give a hoot.
Yeah.
Because do you know why? No one's looking.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's the same. I was like, what are you wearing? He's like, whatever I put my hands on.
Does everybody think that they're going to be papped and end up in the papers or online or something? Is that the way we're programmed?
Do you know what, Casey?
Somebody might take a photograph now and it could end up somewhere important.
You do it for yourself.
Good song. Radiohead. What was the lyric? You do it for yourself.
You do it to yourself.
No, you do it for yourself. You do it. It's confidence, isn't it?
Yeah.
I look good. I'm going to make an effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is all about that with women, though.
I mean, you're about 40% hippy dippy.
I'm not 40.
You are free love. everything hemp sandwiches.
Hang on a second.
So why didn't you go on your feet? When did you do the thing where you just dance around in the rain?
Well,
and
the
shoes
did come off.
Of course they did.
But not until around about 1 a.m. the shoes came off.
Okay. And in other tests of a traditional Irish wedding.
Yeah.
Was there five lads on the dance floor with ties around their head when AC/DC Thunderstruck came on?
Oh, it was all of that.
Happy
it was
days.
All of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what? There was a lady in the girls' toilets and she had a wicker basket full of flip-flops.
Thank God you said flip-flops.
With KC. Red FM. Love waking up in Cork.
Rosé, Bruno Mars and APT on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Happy Blue Monday, everybody. It's only blue if you make it blue. I mean...
That's very deep for this hour of the morning.
Well, though. It's a state of mind. You can snap yourself out of it. You can... No, you could be really blue and you can have one of those days. I mean, it's entirely up to you.
It's not that kind of blue, Casey.
Just spend the day...
Shaving her bird.
Kira! Easy now. Now, Blue Monday is the most depressing day of the year. This is they tell us every year, and it's because we're all broke, we're all smashed, it's dark as January. You've fallen off the wagon many, many times, and you don't know how to get back up on it.
Yeah.
So, for today, for your Blue Monday, I'm sorry to have to break the news to you, but the company, the radio group that we work for, Bauer Media, have given everybody a half day because it's Blue Monday.
What the lads?
Yes.
They've told everyone, you're out of here. So we're finished. We're gone at 9:30.
Yeah, that was a nice touch, by the way. Thanks very much to Bauer for that.
Cheers, lads. And an honorary shout out to Ian Dempsey and his crew as well, who instigated this this Blue Monday.
Thanks, Uncle Ian.
We do appreciate it, lads. So is everybody out of here? I mean, there's some people that have to stay, unfortunately. Poor Kira has to turn up for her shift. Yeah. Colm has to be here.
The guys that are on later on, they get a bit of the short straw.
They get a half day in the loo or in loo or something. I don't know. Over in the UK, they are testing something at the moment for all mobile phones. Now, you can imagine if there's 74 million people over there all in, there's just probably about 50 million mobile phones in action.
Yeah.
All right. So they're testing something which is an emergency noise. In case there's a global catastrophe or a national, emergency, where your phone will start ringing in the middle of the night. Like, whenever it happens.
If and you know that that's...
You know it's specific to that situation.
It's a good idea, actually.
And it's just to alert people. Like, if another COVID was to break out or something like that, and they needed to alert everybody, and everyone just starts laughing and going, if you think we're going to be outside banging pots and pans again, you must be...
I must be joking.
So, this is the question I have for you this morning. In the case of... What constitutes a Cork emergency, by the way?
Tanora shortage.
Yeah.
Lennox is closing.
That was an emergency, wasn't it?
Yeah. They ran out of chicken in Hillbiddies.
Oh, yeah, Hillbiddies. Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's
if the water seeped out from the River Lee, I don't know where else it would go. But you know.
Yeah, I know, yeah. You know, somebody hijacked all the Murphy's trucks or something like that. You know,
those kind of emergencies.
We need a noise that will alert Cork citizens that there is a national emergency here in the centre of the universe.
Okay. One of the geese from the loch honking aggressively.
What about...
Yeah, that would work.
Does the screaming goat work?
Imagine waking up to that in the middle of the night.
I'd say you've woke up to a few...
That's just the missus.
Oh my God, I brought you home.
How do you know it's an Irish wedding?
Cork emergency noises. I mean, that's too nice, though, isn't it?
You'd be happy about an emergency.
You'd be happy to hear that, yeah.
Do you remember the car horn that everybody used to have back in the day that used to go...
Dukes of Hazzard car horn. I like that.
That's what I choose. Yeah.
Me jumper.
You got to get out of the house.
Me jumper.
That'd do nicely, wouldn't it?
Somebody here says, lads, just get the Echo Boy to make a recording.
A massive Echo Boy shout out. Echo! No, Jesus, Echo!
Lego!
That could do the job. If I put that to an air raid siren, one of those old world... Now you're talking.
Lego!
Does that work?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Oh, by the way, does anyone know why this siren goes off in Cork Harbour every night? Does anyone hear this?
Yes.
You'd hear it in Cove, wouldn't you?
I know why it goes off.
What is it?
Do you want me to give you all the information?
I would love so. But give it to me after this song.
I feel so close
to you. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. So, this siren, what's it all about?
What it is they do a call out, a siren for all of the firemen.
Yeah.
That are in Cove, and they all have to live within a certain radius to the fire station.
Yeah.
So that's like the call out to all of them to say, check your pager, you're needed in work.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I don't know, Vic.
Is it wrong?
Every night in the Cove Harbour area, this goes off.
Yeah, it does. And then what you hear is there's a series of events that happen. Trust me when I tell you, just listen.
Okay.
So what happens is you hear the siren. Within 5 minutes, then you know that they've all got to the fire station, and then you hear the fire engine leaving the fire station.
But there's not a fire every night, though. And they wouldn't be testing it every night, though. I'm looking up at the sky waiting for a load of Spitfires to come over from Germany, and I'm going, lads, it's today the day.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Actually, military correction, I think Spitfires are English, but you know, they could be coming over for a weekend break or something. Yeah. Anyway, who have you got there?
We have the gorgeous Jess in Killer.
Hello, gorgeous Jess.
Good morning.
Jess, Victoria told you off air what exactly?
She told me that Casey was going to give me all the answers to the questions.
All of them?
No, I never said all of them. I said every other.
Every other, yes.
Yeah, so I was at a wedding at the weekend. You've got to give me... Do you know what I mean? Give me a bit of space today.
Jess, it's a repeat round of questions.
That's what I meant to say, Jess. By the way, apologies for that, Jess. I did get a little bit mixed up,
but you know. It's Monday. Monday.
You've got to own it when you've messed it up.
Just put your hand up and
you've
say
it. Own it.
Yeah. Jess, the very best of luck. This is a 100% repeat round of questions. Bar the first one, which was the call-out relevant to today. If you get 10 out of 10 on Blue Monday, and I really want you to win this, just to bring a bit of joy into everyone else's life, to hearing somebody win something nice on Blue Monday. So, Jess, don't let me down here. The hopes and dreams of the nation of Cork are on your shoulders.
Let's play in 3, 2... One.
Who will be the president of the USA from today, Jess?
Donald Trump.
What supermarket sponsored Parky Queeve?
Super value.
Who played Batman in the most recent The Batman?
Robert Pattinson.
Question number four. How many cards are in a deck?
Oh, I have 49.
Question number five. What car is also a dress?
What car is also a dress?
Yeah. Oh. Little car that's been around and huge in the 60s.
Oh, a mini.
Question six. Who has a song called Bed Chem? Is it Rihanna or Sabrina Carpenter?
Say it again, sorry.
Bed Chem is a song by who? Sabrina or Rihanna?
Sabrina.
Question number seven. In what month is Valentine's?
February.
What actor lives in a rose-coloured castle in West Cork?
Think English.
Pink creasy shirt. If you had a creasy shirt, you'd break out your iron. Jeremy Irons was the answer to number eight. February is correct for the one before that. Sabrina is correct for the one before that. Mini, 52 cards in a deck as well. And that's as far as we got.
You did well though, Jess. Well done.
Now, Jess, technically, Victoria owes you €1,000 because she told you you were getting all the answers. So I'll
sorry,
let
Jess.
No, we'll leave her off.
I'll let you work that out.
Sorry, Jess.
okay.
Jess, it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Have yourself a beautiful Blue Monday. And we'll talk to you another day, I hope.
Yeah.
All no right. matter. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Jess. Love your work. Bye-bye. Red FM Breakfast with Now.
Stream more football than ever with the Premier League, Champions League and Europa League with Now.
It's good times. This is Red FM. It's Blue Monday, everybody, today. It's technically just headbutted the microphone. stupid Monday. Yeah. It's the bluest day of the year. It's like, okay, all the credit card bills start rocking in.
Oh, lads.
You're still a couple of weeks away from payday. It's dark and it like this is a state of mind. Like, I mean, you can snap yourself out of it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
With €153,000 in the cash machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's just a little bit of sugar on top and everything. But you know, if you're not feeling it this morning, or if you're feeling a bit down and a bit gloomy, it's completely fine. It's totally all right.
Oh yeah, well, it's all right for me today anyway.
Well, you just came out of a 2-day wedding, so
lads. Well, it was one day.
Yeah,
I didn't go to day two yesterday.
You didn't. Well,
let
done.
Me just tell you now: if I had gone to day two yesterday, I would not be standing here now.
I'd be looking at a cardboard cutout. I'd be looking at, like, you know, like they had in Home Alone. It'd be Vic going around on a turntable. There she is. Breakfast with KC. All the latest things for you this morning. What's going on? We have 25 days, lads, until Valentine's Day. I'm telling you, it'll be here in no time. Put the bobs away. 88 days until the Easter weekend. And you've got 339 sleeps until Christmas. I'm just saying.
Feel like, lads, we're starting to get down through the year fairly quickly.
Flying through it already. So it is Blue Monday. The day is considered to be the most depressing of the year. Overindulging at Christmas time, spending loads of money, been broke now, feeling guilty about not sticking to your New Year plans.
That's why I don't make any.
Don't do New Year's resolutions. They're rubbish. You're putting yourself under too much pressure.
Yeah, I agree.
And it is. It's dark mornings, dark nights, and an upheaval of bills. That all arrive. So we'll snap you out of it later on.
Well, we've got just loads of good stuff on the show.
Loads of good stuff
to give away and all kinds of stuff happening.
Oh, and by the way, can I do a shout out to Bauer Media?
Yeah.
We're part of the Bauer Media Group. And I have to, even though he's technically competition, but you know, I love him dearly. Ian Dempsey.
Yeah.
So on Ian's show on Today FM, they did this thing where they wanted employers to let your staff off for a half day today. And loads of companies rang in and said, yeah, do you know what? We're going to let our company off.
There's loads of companies doing it, yeah.
Chris, the boss of our radio groups, said, yeah, all 400 of our staff are getting a half day today.
We're getting a half day? But so what does that mean for us?
We're leaving at 9:30.
Oh, does it?
We're out the gap at 9:30 this morning, kids.
Does it? So it doesn't go like, you know, from 6 until 6?
Well, no, like, I mean, we're in here at 5 o'clock in the morning, so our half day is 9:30.
Happy days. Are we gone out of here at 9:30 today?
Well, I am. Unfortunately for producers, they have to stay and put in a full day's work.
Oh, my God.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry, Vic.
I can't do it today.
I'll be here to give you a hand for a while.
I've got sweats.
She's got the meat sweats. A vegetarian has the meat sweats from the wedding. Anyway, happy Blue Monday, everybody. If you celebrate your birthday, you celebrate with Buzz Aldrin, the famous astronaut.
Yeah.
Did he ever set foot on the moon, did he?
He did.
He was the pilot.
Oh, maybe
did he ever jump out? Surely he got out for a wee.
I think he did. I think it was the...
It's one small slash for mankind.
What happens to a wee in space?
I don't know.
It goes up, I'd say.
I'd say it just floats around the place. It'd be very funny. You also celebrate with Heather Small. Who's Heather Small when she's at home?
What have you done to say to make you feel fine?
Yes, that's M People's Finest. It's like she's here in the room with us. You celebrate with Gary Barlow. Gary's going to have a really happy birthday today. I might get a cake and might blow out a candle. I don't know. Might bring dog for bark. Might get a jelly bun. Who knows? And you also celebrate with Will Young, who's not that young. He's 46 today. There you go, lads. There you go.
Oh, that was a worryingly good impression of Gary Barlow, all right. Did you read the message from Daz?
Me Dazza. Who's Daz?
Daz is in a bit of a bind here this morning.
What's wrong, Daz?
Daz is one of our listeners.
Yeah?
Lads, help. It's definitely Blue Monday for me today. I had a retest NCT at 1:20 a.m. this morning, but I slept in. I woke up at 2:30 a.m. and drove down to the centre. It was closed. Can any listener working at the NCT centre in Cork get me in today, as a retest needs to be done by midnight tonight?
20 Daz. Past one in the morning, they're doing NCTs.
They must be doing them overnight.
For shift workers and whatnot.
Yeah, maybe it's for that, yeah.
Or to deal with the backlog. Who brings anyone in for an NCT at 20 past one in the morning?
But he got down there at 2:30 and it was closed. Unless there was just one fella going down there to meet him to do his retest. There was no more other retests, and then he just locked up.
And I bet your man had no other car to do. He was there especially for you, Daz. God. And you're in bed blowing Z's, and he's there standing there with his wrench and no car.
Oh, I feel your pain though, Daz.
So Daz, you have to have it done by midnight tonight, meaning that if you don't have it done, you're on the road without an NCT. And then it's a game of chicken and mouse and hope that you don't get stopped. That's the only game you can play until you get a reset.
It is. So if anyone is listening from the NCT Centre and you can help Daz out today, do us a favour. Contact the show.
I just have a sticker on my car that says, "It's grand." It's right beside the insurance and the tax disc. Nobody ever asks anything about it. It's grand. It's 7:33 on a Monday morning. You didn't have a good weekend as a Man United fan again this weekend, did you?
It was a cracking weekend, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, losing 3-1 at home to Brighton is always fantastic.
Yeah, but do you know, your new boss, what's his name again?
Ruben Amorim.
I like him.
Why?
I like him because he's honest. I like him because he's not sitting there in press conferences avoiding the truth. And he said yesterday, "We're the worst team in the history of Manchester United." Your manager said that in front of the world's media.
He's not far off, it's a...
But like, isn't that refreshing to hear? Which means he's accepted that it's brutal, and now he's going to try and fix it. I like that about somebody.
Get rid of every single player and bring in another 20, it'll be fine.
That's all you need to do. I mean, that's the fix, obviously. But you have some cracking players. I mean, you're not the worst team in the world. You're just not playing together very well.
Not very, very good. Or even remotely good.
Absolutely. Signs you're at an Irish wedding. Vic was at her friend's wedding over the weekend. Keddie, this was the very famous engaged at Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Hen party last weekend and wedding this weekend.
That's impressive.
I love it.
Fiasco.
The Fast and Furious.
It was a cracking wedding by all accounts.
It was absolutely fantastic. It was Amelia and Mikey. We had a fantastic, fantastic day.
Was every detail like finished? Like, so it's possible to do it that quickly, isn't it?
Every detail was finished. Everything was planned down to a T. It was unreal. It was such a good wedding.
How do you turn a wedding around in 3 weeks?
I mean, I don't know. They'd obviously planned a good bit of it, I'd say, before they even announced that they were engaged. So maybe that's the way you do it.
Yeah.
You plan the wedding, then you get engaged, then you tell people it's next week.
So it was all booked?
It was all booked, or everything was done. There wasn't anything missing from that wedding. They did a fantastic job.
At the wedding, did the credit union have a stall set up? Hey, I just gave the credit union the best idea ever.
You want this wedding?
Wedding stalls. You can get instant loans there.
Roll up.
Signs you're at an Irish wedding. All right, here we go. Accommodation comparisons. You do that thing when you meet them. Where are you staying? Oh, we're in the B&B. Oh, we got a hotel. Yeah.
How much did you pay? Pat says, you know it's Irish when they're serving breakfast rolls or pudding sandwiches at 1 a.m.
Oh, lovely.
Or potato sandwiches.
Potato sandwiches.
Yeah. At a wedding, everybody's always starving. Do you ever notice that? Because everyone's afraid to eat early because it's going to ruin the dinner. And then it's really late arriving.
I have been at weddings where lads have actually just before they've had a drink, got in their cars and gone down to the centre and bought one of those rolls at the deli. I've been at a wedding where that's happened. Have you often done that?
I've often done that.
Some people do that between the church and getting to the reception. Yeah. They stop in a deli and get a little roll before they arrive.
But you don't want to tack the pints on an empty stomach, like, so you have to have something.
Pints of water, Rory, I would imagine.
Pints of water.
Always water responsibly.
You know it's an Irish wedding because all the men are wearing the same pair of brown shoes.
This is true.
Is it?
And those brown shoes can be used for everything. Funerals, christenings, like a bit of mass.
Have you got a pair?
Have I? I'd probably have somewhere.
Have you
somewhere.
Got a pair, Rob?
Of course I do.
Most lads do. Yeah. Beef or salmon, lads. Beef or salmon.
Oh, yeah.
You're at an Irish wedding. Betting on the speeches. Do they do that?
Sometimes, oh, yeah.
They do. The length of them.
Yeah, they do. That is a thing.
What about betting on the length of the marriage? is that a thing too? I'll give them till next Christmas. We got 2 years out of them. 7:37. Lads, I love watching little businesses, mad ideas from people that start off. You know, it's probably a couple of friends sitting down one night and go, "Do you know what we should do?" And we'll do it, and then it becomes something. A good few years ago, a couple of lads from up the north side said, "Let's start selling burgers out of a van. Let's call it Decent Munch."
Yes.
What a brilliant name!
Such a good name.
If you're not from Cork, Decent meaning decent, Munch, food. Now, they started out of their chipper van, Kelly, and then they started opening. They worked so hard that they opened up a place up the north
side.
That's
right, yeah.
So they have a Decent Munch up there. They're after opening this huge place down in Carrigaline, like 70-seater eatery. I brought the King Caleb in for a bit of a munch yesterday.
And?
What did you think?
Oh, I'm just so happy for them.
Yeah.
Because they work so hard, they're great lads, and I just love seeing little ideas like that grow into big things. Yeah. And this is why we support stuff in Cork. But what I found really funny about it, they've called it Decent Munch and Gats.
Okay.
So it's food and drinks. Decent Munch and Gats. I went in there with Caleb. I'm sitting right in front of the bar yesterday. And the guy behind the counter is answering the phone. Phone is hopping. And every time he answers the phone, "Hello, Decent Munch and Gats." And he sounds like a team at the top of the Bundesliga in Germany.
They're going to play Borussia Mönchengladbach next.
Exactly. Top of the German league, Decent Munch and Gats.
I would wear that jersey.
Wouldn't you just?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I looked to my right and the football was on, the Man City game was on. And you know when the bun came out, when my burger came out, it was in a bun. It was in the Bundesliga.
Oh,
I was having a moment there yesterday, but I just... and the burger was in a Bundesliga of its own.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
All right, so listen, lads, well done, everybody. In Cork, Red FM Breakfast with KC. You're waking up to the breakfast show in Cork that can change your life every morning with these incredible jackpots and cash machine. Marie O'Sullivan.
Marie, that cash amount, how much is in there for you?
€111,000.
You've won the money, Marie. €111,000.
My husband, he just kept coming in. I won £111,000. He's Barry done.
Well done. We're so happy for you.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you very much.
Barry gets all the credit. Everyone thinks Barry's kicking out that money. I think he gets all the love.
Oh my god!
Red FM's cash machine.
Let's do it again. Barry will be on with Kira Friday between 3 and 4 because this jackpot, this one, is guaranteed. And it's going to go for €153,000. It's an incredible amount of money. We're just coming up to the end of January. This is going to be one this Friday.
Yeah.
I know we've got 2 weeks to go, but imagine landing €153,000. What with a... Oh, hello. Was that a...
Wasn't me.
Yeah. Studio breathalyzer just went off. Right, if you want to win... Vic had a wedding this weekend and she needs a cuddle. She's struggling.
Oh, lads, I need more than a cuddle, I can tell you that.
All right, let's get you €153,000. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You need to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations and the T's and C's right now are at redfm.ie. You must answer within 5 rings with Kira. She makes the phone call with Barry. And the first person to do so, to say €153,000 on the nose, you're going to win that money. That money will be in your bank account life changed for the year ahead for 2025. Text RED to 57557 and you're in the draw for a little bit later on. What are you going to shout when somebody wins, Kira?
I want a big wee.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. RED FM Breakfast with KC.
RED FM.
We're on today. 7.53, Vic, what's going on?
Okay, it was all about Molly Mayhague's documentary across the weekend on media, on social media everywhere. You couldn't avoid it. Apparently fans have been left in tears after watching. I think there's three episodes that have dropped already, and then she's waiting for a couple of months and she's going to drop the other three. The six-part series is called Behind It All.
Okay.
And obviously a big focus is on her breakup with Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Old Tommy. There's a lot of talk about it because there's a lot of people that are saying, was it just one big massive PR stunt for the new TV show?
They were scoring the face off each other at a Christmas party, or New Year's Eve, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of people saying that they changed the reason for the breakup as well, and that there seems to be holes in the story left, right and centre. Mm-hmm. And then I was reading an interview about somebody who turned up to one of the PR events for the show. And she said it was just PR everywhere. But have a listen. This is a clip from the documentary, and this gives you a taste of what's going on in it.
At my sister's wedding, like, I literally pleaded with Tommy, like, I begged him to not drink. And I don't know, it's just really sad because I don't know why I'm crying now. It's just so sad. But, like, it affected me. That's why my relationship with alcohol is so damaged.
So that's basically, she's talking an awful lot in it about her and Tommy. And as we played a clip from Tommy last week when he was talking to Men's Health. So that's the reason now that they're saying they broke up was because of Tommy's problems, not because of the cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen, you'll have to go and watch that yourself if you're interested. Give it a watch and let us know what you think here. Taylor Swift might want to go and hide behind a rock. Why? Because she had a bit of a relationship with Matty Healy from the 1975. And by all accounts, the whole of her latest album was pretty much written about him.
Right.
It only lasted about a month, but the 1975 now have a new album coming out. The word on the street is that.
Is this a bite back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the first time she's ever had a bite back from an ex-boyfriend, because we know that she writes a lot of songs about her relationships and these romantic things.
If she wrote all those songs about Matty Healy, he deserves at least 30% of the royalties.
Well, that's true. But one of the songs on her album, the latest album, is called The Smallest Man That Ever Lived.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know what kind of retaliation there's going to be there.
What height is Matty Healy?
Matty Healy, though, did say previously in an interview, which is interesting, that he would never detail his personal life, especially his love life, in songs.
Okay.
But obviously he's just decided that he's probably had enough now. And so let's wait for that new 1975 album.
Why can't we all just get along? There's enough going on in the world without Matty Healy and Swifties and everyone going, I've seen a bigger man on a wedding cake. Yeah. Look at you.
RED FM Breakfast with Now.
Sonny Federa, Jazzy and D.O.D. and Sundays, 8.43. On Cork's Good Times, this is RED FM. Good morning. The price is always right with Lidl. That's what we're doing this week, giving you a chance to win a €200 voucher. Now, I asked you to text in to play this game, but we had a bit of an issue ringing out. Now, I don't know if we had a bit of an issue or Vic had a bit of an issue.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm not going to pass a remark on that this morning, lads.
So listen, what we're going to do just for this morning, I'm going to do open lines, okay? 0818 104 106. First two of you to ring in, you're going to be playing for a €200 voucher. So pick up your phone. If it's safe to do so, only ring if it's safe to do so. Okay. 0818 104 106. And we'll get you on the air. Just pick a line there, Vic.
I'm going to pick line two.
Line two. That's... Hello, line two. You're on the air. Who's that?
Sarah.
Sarah, how are you?
Hi, Sarah.
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, you're on line two. Let me get somebody else here on line three. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Vic?
I'm very good, mate. How are you?
Wonderful.
What's the creation with the pool? What's your name, Keisha? What you want?
Sorry, Casey. It's Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Casey.
Hey, get out of my pub. Now, Charlie and Sarah, you're on the line. Hey. You can say hello to each other if you want and be nice. But it's the only nice moment you will share together. All right. What I want to do is I'm going to give you a number here. Okay, so we've teamed up with Lidl, Ireland's best value supermarket, to play The Price is Always Right. We're giving you a chance to win a €200 gift card.
Yeah.
You can go full Lidl and shop without compromise in their stores right across Cork. We will set a price, The Price is Always Right, with Lidl. And today's price is written down right here.
Okay? Yes.
And it is 95.
Okay.
Okay, so €95, yeah. Today's Price is Right. We're both going to spin the wheel. I have different amounts on the wheel. The person who's closest to €95 wins the voucher. Yes. Is that cool with everybody? All right. My beautiful assistant, Victoria Nichols.
Okay.
We'll spin that wheel. For Sarah first, you were first through. Sarah, we're going to spin that wheel for you. You can kind of hear it clicking away in the background. Okay, what's that one?
That's 87.
€87, Sarah.
That's pretty close. That's pretty close.
That's very, very close. Okay, for our friend Charlie, would you give it
I'm
a spin now?
I'm spinning now for Charlie. Here we go, Charlie.
Where did we get this wheel from, by the way? And that's telling me that's 120. Sarah, you got the money.
Yay!
You got the voucher.
Well done, Sarah.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Charlie, I'm very sorry. I'm very, very sorry. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, maybe, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right, buddy. Love you. Bye-bye. Billie Eilish and Lunch, 8:54 in the morning. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Neil's on the way with his five-star voices.
Neil's five-star
giveaway. And I think they've got maybe two. I don't know. We definitely had one last week. There's 10 grand's worth of Sound Store stuff for you to get your hands on. You could absolutely do your house from top to bottom.
Neil's
five-star giveaway.
Okay, so stand by for that. That's coming up just after 9 o'clock. Hello, Guinea. Happy birthday from all your friends who love you. Have a beautiful day today. A massive shout-out to the Rebel Wheelers. Love the Rebel Wheelers. Yeah. They won their sixth National Cup in Dublin at the weekend. The only wheelchair club going to the Euros in this summer.
Wow, well
amazing.
Done.
Well That's done, everybody really involved. And Rebecca and the gang in Davis College in Mallow, they're starting pre-leaving cert mock exams. Oh, are we in mock territory already?
Are. Good luck.
Oh, my God. It's mock time already.
Peter's been on here. Yeah. You know you're putting together some kind of a soundboard thing of all the...
Oh, the soundboard of smut. Yeah.
You said smart and I said filth at the same time. Peter's been on. He said apparently you said something at around 6:10 this morning that should go onto the soundboard. I have no idea what he's talking about, do you?
Oh my God, is this the clip that Dave's put up here? Oh my God, what is this? I'm pulling me wire here like there's no tomorrow. Sorry, make your fart.
I didn't even hear it, lads. That's how it...
What is that about?
What
oh my
it?
God, that was about
was
my
headphones.
My headphones were all tangled up. I'm pulling me wire here like there's no tomorrow. Lads, this is getting out of hand.
It really is.
Don't even get me started on the weird facials.
Oh.
Shaving her bird.
Easy, lads. Easy, easy. Anyway.
Oh, Casey.
Neil's on the way.
That was a good clinger now.
That was a clinger, wasn't it?
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Watch Golden Globe winner Jodie Foster in True Detective, Night Country, with Now.